Glamurama e Podcast em Brasil no São Paulo Fashion Week.
A moda sem fronteiras em podcast.
Olá, eu sou Olavo Oliveira, estou aqui no quarto dia do São Paulo Fashion Week, hoje sábado, estamos aqui no lounge do Glamurama e eu vou conversar agora com uma convidada aqui muito especial nossa. Ela é uma das tops mundiais, ela é russa, eu vou conversar com ela em inglês, a Eugênia K. Eugênia, hi, how are you doing?
Hi, tudo bom, obrigado, eu gosto do Brasil.
Ela aprendeu a falar um pouquinho de português, ela está aqui já faz 2 semanas, segundo ela me contou. E ela vai falar pra gente como é que ela veio parar aqui no São Paulo Fashion Week. Ela tá fazendo 15 desfiles aqui, fez também um com exclusividade pra Grife Animale lá no Rio. So, Eugênia, tell us a bit of how did you end up here in São Paulo Fashion Week. I heard that you came to do a film with an Indian director, and so how they discovered you, how did you end up here?
Actually, I always loved Brazil and Brazilian people, you know, and it just... there was a chance for me to film in Brasília. It's a documentary about cultures, utopia of cultures, and they have the same buildings, you know, like in Brazil and New York and India. So I'm going one day to make a film there, and I have this great opportunity to do a fashion week, and it's amazing for me.
It's your first time in Brazil, isn't it?
It's my second time in Brazil. Last time I came to work with Marcelo Sommer, to do his campaign and the show, and I came back, and I hope I'll come back again. So.
And soon after São Paulo Fashion Week, you're going to film in Brasília.
Film in Brasília and then going back to New York. So.
Eugenia, Russian models, they are on top now. Why do you think that happened?
Well, I think they always were really feminine. It's the genes also, you know, like Brazilians and Russians, I think. It's very, like, woman. Yeah, I think it comes from long time, from the history, from, you know.
Have you got used to the climate here? Because it's very hot in here. And we see that even Brazilian models, they suffer a lot because they have to use all these winter clothes in such a warm weather. So how did you get used to that since you're doing, like, 15 presentations, isn't it?
Actually, it's amazing for me, such a switch of a temperature, so I try to take ice as much as I can. But no, it's amazing, I love the climate, you know. I didn't have chance to go to the beach yet, but I think I like the air a lot.
And you told me that in Russia you are used to swim like underneath the ice, like you do a hole in the ice and then swim in that icy water. I think for me that's crazy. So if since you are used to that, to come to Brazil and even the water is much warmer than there, it is very different. Have you visited the beaches? You went to Rio also. How do you like Brazil so far?
I love Brazil. I was in Rio, I thought it's paradise, you know, it just opened my eyes and you can't believe the beauty around. And really interesting. São Paulo, a lot of different...
São Paulo is very different because it's not a beach town. It's very, very similar to big cities around the world, such as New York, London.
But I think it's amazing architecture and they love, there's lots of people of so different cultures together and you can feel it, you know, the mix. And I think I went to Dance Fojo, saw a live band, and it was amazing. So I was just like almost crying.
So, Eugênia, thank you very much for the interview.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Obrigado. Esse é o Podcast em Brasil, sendo mais uma entrevista aqui. Obrigado pela sua atenção.
Cobertura da São Paulo Fashion Week. Uma realização podcastembrasil.com. Apoio glamurama.com.br.